The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
As can happen from time to time on this show.
Off the rails.
But I enjoy it. What do you want on your tombstone? And no, this is not a pizza commercial.
I know what I want on mine.
This started because Chewy decided...
Give your second chance, don't worry.
Because you killed off a teammate here at Good Karma Brands.
I'm just suggesting what?
Fine guy by the name of David Dillinger, who works here again. He helped us out on this show when we needed a tape measure, when Jen and Ashton wanted to know how tall they were, and they each lost respective inches on their heights. But Ashton called him the jack of all trades, and you said that's what he should have on his tombstone. So you decided to kill him. And maybe at this point it's me, because Wildy killed off Tausch earlier this week when I was on that show. There was a pre-recorded live read that Tausch had for like Coors Light or something. And Jason set it up by going, Tausch is going to speak to us from the great beyond. Like, why did you kill off Tausch? You're killing off David Dillinger. Jen kills off different people every other week. Ashton prematurely calls people dead.
A lot.
Well, Jen's is easy. Okay, on her tombstone?
Yeah.
Huh?
What would it be?
Sorry, officer.
Everyone knows what mine would be, Ashy.
Chewy was right. Holy Chewy
was
right.
So happy to do that.
Ashy's is what?
The Mike Trout of hot dogs.
Mike Trout of hot dogs. Ben's would be 2 plus 2 equals 9. Scalzo would be, look at my flow, bro. He does have good hair, though.
What's Gabe's?
Gabe's would be...
Man's best friend.
So lame.
I want that on my tombstone.
You just got yours already.
I want two. Gabe's such a nice guy, though.
Yeah, man's best friend.
I was just going to say, nice guy.
Homer's would be, can you read me the dollar menu? I'm old.
It'd be something about haggling.
Yes. Who are we leaving out? Tausch? Tausch should be a tough one. Although Tausch has a tagline. What does he say? He's got a couple of them. I can't.
He does.
Well, I mean, Jason just let us know that he likes to sarcastically thank people for their service.
No, Jason's would be...
Take care, be good.
No, that's not it.
That's what he says at the end.
No, it's not. It's different.
That's what he says.
No, it doesn't. It's not take care, be good.
Yes, it is.
Exactly what he says.
I don't think it is.
He says that at the end of every...
No, it's not take care, be good. It's different.
No, it's not. It's take care, be good.
I don't think so.
You know...
That doesn't sound right. I don't think it does.
The similarities of working with you and Homer, for me personally, are wild. Because I had this exact conversation with Homer probably, I don't know, 7 years ago at this point. That Jason says, take care, be good. No, it's not take care, be good. No, it's take care, be good.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
It's take care, be good. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
He's looking.
I cut him off today when he tried to say it. So Jason ducked out early. You're not going to find
it
in today.
Take care, be good.
All right, I'm wrong.
All right, guys, take care, be good.
You're right. That would be Jason.
Take care, be good.
But Tausch has one, too.
I mean, he calls everybody Smitty.
No, it's like three words. I don't know. It'll come to me like next week. I'll remember.
Can't wait for that moment. You're going to be down in Putacana.
The most people have something on their tombstone or no?
I don't think so. I don't think that's a... I really feel like that was a thing. That's a thing of the past, where now it's just you have your name and the date you were born,
and the date you died.
I feel that's what's on most tombstones at this point.
Okay, we got to work on yours though.
I'm trying to think of. If I should ask this question, if this question is in poor taste.
Ask it. Doesn't matter now. Ask it. Too late.
Are more people getting cremated nowadays?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I feel like...
I love this show.
Going to, you know...
No, much more people.
It's been a year or so, year and a half maybe, since I've been to a funeral. But I feel like more people are getting cremated because a lot of times there's the, you know, you go to the cemetery, you know, and you watch the casket be dropped into the ground right by the headstone. But I feel like more people are getting cremated, therefore eliminating the need for tombstones and headstones.
Well, I believe the Catholic Church is okay with it now where they weren't years ago.
Sure.
But I'm old school, but I've always told you my biggest fear is being buried alive.
Yes.
So now it's kind of, I'm like, do I? But I'm still old school Catholic. I don't think I do, but.
If I may interject here, Gabe, now I'm going to also be in poor taste as a question. If you're afraid of being buried alive, the other option then in this sense would be.
Burned alive.
So, you know, yeah, you're right. This
yeah,
is
but
not,
at least you're gone.
Well, you know, that's a good point.
Am I right?
I mean, if you're gone, you're
gone. No, I think I'd.
I don't like this question. It's a bad question.
No, it's a very good question. So, are you guys leaning towards cremation?
Yes.
100%.
Where are you going to get it sprinkled?
See, this is part of the reason why I think it's a worthwhile endeavor is you can go to different places. Hey, I don't know, I'll have it sprinkled in a baseball field or something somewhere.
Do you know how many people, that's so awesome, sprinkle their ashes in Lambeau? Have you ever heard of that? People sneaking ashes in dumping in the
sea. That wouldn't be shocking at all.
That's not shocking.
Like, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Again, like, you're not going to be able to, you know, sneak in and urn, but, you know, a little, you know, again, especially in the winter, when everybody's just packed, you know, you've got coats that are going out there. You look like the kid from Christmas Story. You can barely put your arms down. You got so many layers. Like, yeah, you could sneak a little something in there, be able to, early enough in the game, you walk down, pretend like you're taking a picture of Lambeau and, you know,
just drop a little down there.
Like, where are you going? The con?
I don't know. I think I want to be cremated. I don't know where I would want to have my ashes spread. Haven't gotten that far. But I really, so my grandfather was cremated, and he is a big reason why I play as much golf and love golf the way I do. And we sprinkled his ashes on the fifth hole at the golf course in Horicon. So anytime I play that golf course. And so anytime I play that golf course on the fifth hole, I always think of him. But shortly after we sprinkled his ashes there, I was playing around with my uncle, his son. And we're about 200 yards out. And for my uncle, it's a 3-wood. And he's like, I'm like, hey, Uncle Jeff, you can hit it that far. Don't hit it that far. You're like, there are people on the green. You don't need to hit it. I can't hit it that far. So he decides to hit the shot. And he does hit it that far. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, holy crap.
Drained it.
Rolled in the hole.
Wow. See?
Everybody in the green's going nuts because he just made eagle from 200 yards out. So his son, shortly after we had sprinkled my grandfather's ashes, made an eagle on that hole. And I think about that every time I'm on that hole.
That's pretty cool. Can I tell a funny story as well about cremated ashes?
Yeah.
I think it's funny. So my dad passed away about 5 years ago, cremated. We went to a bunch of different places to spread his ashes. One thing that my mom did, and this was a great idea, I thought, and this was, I don't know if this is other people would do this, if it's common, she had plants and put some of the ashes in the plants. Do I look like someone that can take care of plants?
No.
No, I sure can't. And within a week, that plant, not alive anymore. That plant did not last. It was just such a terrible idea. Everyone else, these plants are growing, there's trees.
Yeah, but did your dad not like plants?
I don't know. I mean,
I would say no.
He didn't dislike
kill the plant.
I mean, everyone else's plants are still alive because they watered them. Me, after one day, I was like, oh, am I supposed to water this today or tomorrow? And I'm just not a plants guy.
You don't have the green thumb.
No, I don't. I mean, you know, they're just stubby. They're not green.
Oh, man. How did we get here?
Not sure.
David Dillinger.
Good call. David Dillinger.
Let's blame him. Yep.
Jack of all trades. One being that on a tombstone. That's where, man, I don't know how we get anywhere. So we do want to talk about those moves that the Jets made and how that potentially could affect the Packers. But coming up next, we do have our top 8 at 8. And on the line will be a prize pack from our friends at the Milwaukee Pretzel Company. But I do want to tell you about our friends at Ridgetop Exteriors because they provide the best quality roof siding, windows, doors, expertly installed, and at an affordable price. Should be the end of the read.
That sounds great.
Like, we should just go to break because that's really, if you're doing an exterior project to your home, all you need to know is that there's a company out there that has the best quality roof, siding, windows, doors, expertly installed, and they do it at an affordable price. However, that's not all when it comes to Ridgetop Exteriors. because they have no interest and low interest financing available for those products. Plus, they consider customer service their number one goal. They strive to exceed the expectations of the homeowners they serve. So Ridgetop Exteriors provides the best quality roof, siding, windows, doors, expertly installed, affordable price, no interest, low interest financing available for you, and customer service is their number one goal. Good luck finding all of that in one company in 2023 other than Ridgetop Exteriors. Get a free estimate for your next project by logging on to ridgetopexteriors.com.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken. Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
Sponsored by Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Win a Bavarian soft pretzel lover's gift pack from the Milwaukee Pretzel Company. Shop now at MilwaukeePretzel.com.
Sweet 16 is coming up tonight. So I thought we'd go a little college basketball for the top 8 at 8 today. Again, the way this game works, I have a list of 8 things in front of me. Usually Chewy and Jen both guess, but with Jen on assignment today, it's just going to be Chewy taking some guesses at this list of 8 things. Once he gets one incorrect, we'll open it up to you, the fan, at 800-990-3776. And then whoever gets the last thing, the last one on the list of 8, you will win that prize pack courtesy of our friends at Milwaukee Pretzel Company. And this has got to be a big time, I think, for Milwaukee Pretzel Company. We're closing in on the opening day of baseball, which means we're getting closer to spring. You get closer to grilling season. You start thinking of their pretzel buns. You start thinking about consuming some of those pretzels inside American Family Field. It's going to be, I think, a busy time for our friends at Milwaukee Pretzel Company. So as I said, Sweet 16 begins tonight across the country. So Chewy, my question for you is, who are the 8 schools with the most Sweet 16 appearances? Mm. 8 schools, most Sweet 16 appearances, all time.
Okay, let's go with the Blue Bloods. Let's go with Duke.
Duke is tied for 4th on the list with 32 appearances in the Sweet 16.
Let's go with Kentucky.
Kentucky is number 1 with 44 Sweet 16 appearances.
Let's go with North Carolina.
Number 3 on the list with 35 Sweet 16 appearances.
Let's go with UCLA.
Number 2 on the list, including this year, they have made 36 Sweet 16 appearances.
Can you reset, please?
Kentucky 1, UCLA is 2, UNC is 3. Tied for 4th is Duke. You do not have the other school who is T4, and then you still need the bottom 3. So you've got half the list.
Okay. Let's go with... this gets a little tougher now. Did I get all the Blue Bloods, Ashy?
I think you're missing one.
Let's go with... Who's another Blue Blood that I'm missing?
All right, let's just get everybody ready to debates. 800-990-3776.
Let's go with Louisville.
Louisville is number 6.
Are they Blue Blood?
24.
I'm a Louisville fan, and I wouldn't consider them a Blue Blood, but... They're as close as you can get without being one.
Okay.
That's not who I was thinking of. So
the other...
Oh, I know what you're thinking of. Let's go Indiana.
Indiana is number 8 on the list.
Also not
is this impressive
of.
Or no?
This is very impressive.
I'm shocked.
You only have 2 left.
Okay, now I got to kind of go at 8. Let's go Arizona.
And that's where we go off the train. Arizona, 19 Sweet 16 appearances, which would be tied for 9th. Well, excuse me, tied for 10th.
That's not horrible.
Not terrible.
Tied for 10th.
No, yeah. That's actually good. That would have been more than
all right,
I would
have guessed. Knocked out six. Six of the eight on the list. Chewy made a heck of a run, meaning it's pretty easy for you at 800-990-3776 to get the last two on the list. Again, we're looking for the most Sweet 16 appearances all time by schools in the men's basketball tournaments. Kentucky is one. UCLA is two. North Carolina is three. Duke, with 32, is tied for fourth. So there's still another school, T4, that we do not have. Chewy got Louisville at six. Do not have seven. And eight is Indiana.
Was that the blue blood you were thinking of, Ashy? Indiana?
I don't think Indiana's blue blood.
I disagree. I mean, me not. They were, but they lost their blue blood status.
Yeah. Ever
they
since
certainly
Bobby
were
Knight
under Bobby Knight.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. But I think you have to be able to maintain that blue blood status.
I agree.
After your
can have
leaves.
Dips. You can have
sure
retools. You can't have rebuilds.
Yeah. Like UNC missed the tournament this year.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody doesn't think they're not going to be back next year. All right. We'll see if Dave in the car, who is up first at 800-990-3776. Dave in a car. Can you knock out the final two on our top eight today? Dave, are you there?
Hey, Dave.
How about Kansas?
Oh, Kansas. I forgot it. That was it, right?
That was the blue blood, I believe Ashton was talking about. They are tied with Duke at four with 32 Sweet 16 appearances, meaning you there is only one school left. Can you name it?
How about Arizona?
Chewy already guessed Arizona. It is incorrect. But we'll give you another chance.
Got another?
Okay, let's go, Arkansas.
Arkansas with 14 Sweet 16 appearances is not in the top eight. Appreciate it, Dave. You got close. We got one more left. See if Marquand and Greenfield can knock it out. Marquand, you are on. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy in the top eight at eight.
Hey, what about Michigan State?
Michigan State.
That's a good call.
Including this year, 21 Sweet 16 appearances. That's number nine on the list. Just behind Indiana's 22.
They're not a blue blood.
Michigan State?
Right.
No, I wouldn't say they are. One national championship?
No, well, two. Because two national championships. Magic Johnson?
Oh, yes, yeah, you're correct. Right? You're correct. But most of these Sweet 16 appearances for them have been under Izzo. Like, obviously they were great with Magic, but that was then a long time between Magic and then what Izzo is currently doing.
I agree.
Andy and Grafton, Andy, you are on the top eight at eight with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you get the last of our eight teams with the most Sweet 16 appearances in the men's college basketball tournament?
I can, and it's Syracuse.
It is Syracuse, tied with Louisville with 24 appearances. Syracuse is the last team on the list. Congratulations to Andy and Grafton, who is our top 8 at 8 winner today.
Are they a blue blood? I mean, I go all the way back. I remember I went on my recruiting trip in 1987 to Syracuse. In Syracuse basketball, that was Derek Coleman.
Okay.
What a place. I mean, because it was in the Carrier Dome.
Yep.
I'm an 18-year-old kid who was in the middle of his state basketball run, and I'm going to the Carrier Dome where there's 30,000 people that are just going crazy.
Huge basketball crowds.
Blue blood or no?
I kind of lean towards no, because, again, Boeheim only won the one national title. And literally the entire history of Syracuse basketball is just
Boeheim. Yeah.
Played there, coached there as an assistant, coached there as the head coach, and now is finally stepping away.
Used to love.
By the way, so Marquette at 16.
Wow, that's good.
Sweet 16.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, 10.
Okay.
10 Sweet 16 appearances for them.
That was a good list.
Yeah. Thought we, just kind of mention NCAA tournaments.
I'm
again
proud
tonight.
Of you.
And if you want to hang out, if you are here in Milwaukee, you want to hang out maybe before those games tip off tonight, Scalzo and Brust's are going to be live from Club Paragon, Highway 100 in Greenfield. So stop by Club Paragon. And then tomorrow, Scalzo and Brust with me as the Cousin Sub, we are going to be at the Mecca Bar and Grill in the Deer District getting ready for the Sweet 16 Friday games. So make sure you check out Scalzo and Brust this afternoon. If you're planning on going out, those are a couple great places to go. Check out, maybe have a Bud Light or two with the guys in the afternoon.
It is Blammer Thursday.
Ooh.
That's too far for you, though.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
In spirit, though. In spirit, he will be at Club Paragon.
Yes, I will be. I love Club
If I
Paragon.
Go to Club Paragon, should I have a glass of wine in honor of Chewy? And if I have a glass of wine, what glass of wine should I have?
Is it going to be dark?
I mean, I would assume it's a red.
Well, if it's dark, if the sun is down, then you go with a cab.
You meant the outdoors.
Oh, okay.
What do you thought? I mean, Club Paragon?
Red or
well, I thought you were saying dark as in you now apparently, even though you're our wine guy, identify wines as dark and light.
Well, it's based upon temperature, too. Not the wine.
Sure.
Outside.
So outside means what, like 40s
you
today?
You got to go red. Yeah. You might want a Zen, because Zens are nice and heavy.
Okay.
But you can get by with a cab.
I will say, when I was at Club Paragon last week for the first round of the games, 32 ounce for $5.
That's a good deal.
Pretty solid deal.
You guys drink wine or no?
Absolutely not.
I will if I make it nice. So I've got a couple of bottles of wine at home that I will save if I make a nice meal for my wife. Or if we happen to go to like an Italian restaurant, I will get some wine.
Question, you know? Well, that's because you're young.
I'm not into wine. I haven't found a wine that I enjoy, but I think I'm just not trying hard enough.
Yeah, you can't get it out of a box, buddy.
Well, I've never had wine out of a box.
And the bottle of wine weighs 3 pounds.
Again, I'm unsure about that. I'm now unsure. I'm not confident it doesn't. I'm just unsure.
Why won't you just trust this man? He is our wine expert. He knows how much a bottle of wine is going to weigh.
Because maybe I don't understand how much a pound is.
Yeah, that which is another reason why you should trust Chewy.
Yes.
I'd
which
fine.
Leads us to question your cooking skills, because measuring things when it comes to cooking is very important.
I did make carbonara last night. I forgot to bring some for you, though. It was good.
Did you eat it all?
Forgot to bring it.
Did I eat it all? No, there's leftovers. It's in my fridge.
Why, has Ben out today or something? Is that why you forgot to bring it?
He's too busy trying to change tires, so he's never going to be
back. Are you two still buds or no?
I mean, we're fine.
Ooh, that does not sound like
it's icy.
Buds.
That's not that doesn't sound great.
Wow.
That's a bit of an icy relationship. Speaking of things that might be fine, Packers, Jets. I don't know how often they're talking, if they're talking, but the Jets did make some moves yesterday that could impact the Green Bay Packers. We'll dive into that coming up next. But first, let me tell you about our friends at Mentality, because it does not matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. That's where Mentality can help you the way that they have helped me. I didn't even know I was dealing with low testosterone. I thought I was just getting more tired because I was doing a morning show versus doing the afternoon show that I did for 6.5 years. No, turns out my testosterone levels were low. I went into Mentality, got the blood panel done because they've been a partner here at ESPN Milwaukee for a few years. Hey, come in, get the blood panel, you know, so you know what you're talking about. Cool, I'll do that. Well, within a week, they got back to me. Hey, your testosterone levels are a little bit low, and now I'm on a customized testosterone plan just for me. It's not a one-size-fits-all thing with Mentality. They want to make sure that your testosterone levels are where they should be just for you. So go to their website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
Chewy. I mean, this world is geared towards women. Like, what do we get?
I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, I mean, what's the coolest thing we get? They get the hair dryer.
Control.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It started with a whisper, and that was when I kissed her, and then she met my lips.
Jets made a trade yesterday, and I think it's got a lot of Packer fans excited. Because it seems to me as if there is now a clear path to potentially getting a deal done, and getting it done for this year's draft, and the Packers can get the draft capital for this year. But the Jets decided yesterday they signed Mecole Hardman, former Chiefs wide receiver, to a one-year, $6.5 million deal, which made their wide receiver in Elijah Moore expendable. And they decided to trade him away to the Cleveland Browns, and now the Jets have back-to-back second-round picks, the 42nd and 43rd picks. Here's Adam Schefter from NFL Live on ESPN yesterday explaining how all of this potentially impacts us here in the state of Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers.
The Jets reached agreement with Mecole Hardman, the former Chiefs wide receiver, which enabled them to trade Moore later in the day, which enabled them to get more draft compensation, which puts them in a better position, of course, to go see if they could figure out a trade for Aaron Rodgers. The two sides have not been close. Both sides have been dug in on their stances, but now the Jets have an extra second-round pick that they used, obviously, as part of the Elijah Moore trade. Now, you remember last year, Elijah Moore wanted out of New York. Well, he gets his wish. It comes after the season. He goes to Cleveland, and it gives the Jets a surplus of picks in the second round next month.
So the 42nd and 43rd second-round picks, when combined, and this was pointed out by Rob Domofsky yesterday on Twitter, because there is a draft chart in the NFL, and I think Jimmy Johnson was the first one who did it, and it's been updated since, but basically what it is every draft pick is assigned a certain points number. So if you're a general manager, you kind of get an idea of what picks are worth what. And the combination of the 43rd and 42nd picks, which is what the Jets have, in draft capital in the points value chart is worth the 17th overall pick. So if the Jets do not want to give up that first round pick and they want to stay at 13, it seems obvious to me, Chu, that they just trade those two second round picks to the Packers in exchange for Aaron Rodgers, and we all move on with our lives in 2023.
I got your back.
Okay. I don't think the Jets are thinking that. I think they're just trying to replace the pick that they're going to give up to Rodgers. I think ultimately that does happen if the Packers stand pat. Would you rather have the first round pick or the 2 seconds?
2 seconds.
I'd rather have the 2 seconds as well. That would be a great trade if they can pull it off. My guess is the Jets are going to try and fiddle with the, well, we'll give you the one. We're not going to give you the 45th.
Yeah.
But we'll give you a conditional pick next year as long as he agrees to play. Because I think for 1 year, that's the problem with the Jets. They don't want to give up the 2 seconds if he's only going to play 1 year. Because, well, let me ask you this. Do you think he's going to pull this stuff with the Jets every single year where he's got to go into who knows what next year's is? Got to sit in the back of a Jeep for 9 days and decide if he wants to. You know what I'm saying? This isn't, yeah. I don't think it's going to go away.
No. Like, he's still going to do, am I going to retire? Am I not going to retire? Like, if the Jets go to the playoffs this year and get bounced in the divisional round and play a tight game, you know, my guess is Aaron Rodgers, the competitor, is going to go, oh, we're building something here. I'll come back. But if they do what the Packers did this year, get up to the final week of the regular season, lose that game, maybe he retires. But yeah, the drama's not going away with Rodgers in the offseason until he actually officially retires.
No, I mean, then there's the chance of what if he gets hurt?
Yep.
And he can't play half the season, then you're stuck. So nothing is going to happen, I don't believe, until the 11th hour before the draft. Which, it's just who is going to dig their heels in the hardest.
Which, by the way, if the Packers want those 2 seconds, just because we hit that Thursday's first round only, they could still work out a deal before the draft opens up that Friday. This, to me, opens up the window of... Because previously, when the reporting that's been out there is, oh, the Packers want that first round pick. So once the Jets pick at 13, okay, well, now this thing's going to go until June. Well, now when the Jets pick at 13, there's still the possibility on Friday
that
the Packers decide, yeah, those 2 second round picks are good enough, and the Jets to finally decide to, okay, we want him in here for all of our offseason stuff. He's agreed he's going to come into our offseason stuff. Okay, we're going to trade him away on that Friday.
How much power do you think he has now?
Rodgers?
You think he can go in and say, just give him the 2 seconds. We got our first is what we want, and let's move on. Do you think he has any power?
I think they would listen to him if he said that, and they would take that into consideration. I don't know if that's going to be the be-all, end-all for the Jets.
Well, if the Jets were smart, they'd say, we'll give it Aaron, but you have to give us a commitment that you're going to be here for 2 years.
Yeah.
If not, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's capable of doing that.
No, and he's not. He can't be. I mean, if he was, and the Jets can't believe him if he says, okay, I'll play for you for 2 years.
He wants out. He is so pissed off right now. He wants out.
Yeah.
He wants his locker cleaned out. He just wants to be gone and start. You agree that he
100%.
Is like fuming right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So don't you get to the point when you're fuming where you're just like, you know what? Just give it up. Get me out of here, please.
Yeah, but
which would play great for the Packers.
Oh, it'd be great for the Packers, but I don't know if the Jets are going to necessarily listen to him. I think the Jets are still fine standing pat. Again, I wonder if they start to panic.
Yeah, but they're making all these moves, Gabe. I mean, Hartman is an upgrade from Moore, right?
Not only
in the locker room, but I think on the field.
Yeah, speedster.
I mean, you got Lazard, Cobb sitting there waiting. I mean, they have to do the deal.
Yeah, but so do the Packers. Again, that brings us back to this whole leverage thing. Like, I am so sick of hearing, oh, the Jets have leverage. No, the Packers have leverage. No, it's the Jets. Do the Packers have leverage is Joe Flacco elite of 2023. I have, after Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl.
He was terrible.
Yeah. Oh, is Joe Flacco elite? Is he elite? But he won a Super Bowl. Is he elite? Elite, elite, elite. And that ended up being a running joke that was then furthered by the, pardon my take, guys. But this is where Ian Rappaport just nails this right on the head. What he said on the Pat McAfee show on Monday is because nobody actually has leverage here, and Ian Rappaport does a great job of explaining it.
I am trying to figure out who has leverage, and I've thought about it a lot, and I've looked at it a lot of different ways, and I still am not sure, and that's really part of the problem, because if we knew who has the leverage, this would be done. Like in free agency, if the player has the leverage, right, if the player's like, let's say, the last great player at his position,
AJ Brown,
then the prices go up, up, up until someone says, I'm out, and then the player gets all the money. If the teams have a lot of different options of like, all right, I could get these three safeties, for instance, then the player doesn't have leverage and he needs to take the best deal that he can.
And that changes like every year. That changes every year, every cycle. Yeah, got it.
Right, and like good agents, good GMs, they identify the leverage and they say, here's the leverage point, here's how I can make the best deal. I cannot figure out who has more leverage.
It's not so much leverage. They both have the leverage. It's just like...
But if they both have leverage, nobody has leverage.
I agree, but I think it all comes down... I agree. They both have leverage or they don't have leverage. It's just who wants to win more.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the two second round picks that they just traded for, mm-hmm. I would have to probably say maybe the Packers win that one.
I just think it's a win-win because they're two second-round picks.
Like, but this is it right here. This is like Rodgers and the Packer. Who won? Who won in this situation? Well, I don't know. You can't determine who wins until next season.
Yeah.
If Rodgers wins the Super Bowl next year and the Packers go 4 in math...
Rodgers wins.
The Rodgers wins.
Yep.
If Rodgers goes and loses in the AFC Championship game and gets blown out by the Kansas City Chiefs, well, then probably the Packers win, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But nobody has leverage here, and Rappaport nailed it on the head. If anybody actually had leverage, the deal would be done because then the Packers would know. You know, if the Jets had the leverage, then the Packers went, okay, then we'll just take 1 second.
It's not win. Now it's just, well, what's fair?
Yes.
What's fair for both sides?
Correct. And I think the 2 seconds is fair. I think that's a fair compromise.
You think so?
I think that's fair. It seems fair to me.
Like, without a condition, you're saying?
Correct.
So there's no condition on one of the second round picks?
Just give them the 42nd, 43rd picks, and we move on with our lives. And the Packers have a first and 3 seconds.
That's where I think it winds up.
Right?
I really do. But people want it done now. There's no reason to get it done. Why get it done
Correct.
Now? There's absolutely no reason.
I believe off-season stuff like officially opens in the middle of April, but it's not player stuff. Like the player off-season minicamps and mandatory minicamps and OTAs, those don't start until late May, early June. So there's some time.
Oh, there's time.
For the Jets and everybody to kind of figure this thing out.
Because once it's done, then the next drama is going to be the kid from Notre Dame, the tight end.
Mayer. Yeah, Michael Mayer.
I mean, if both of them, if the Packers love him and the Jets like him, does Rodgers get in their ear enough to say, all right, here's Zeke number one?
So Justice Mosqueda, who is somebody we had on Packed Lunch when we did that after the season, and he writes and podcasts for Acme Packing Company website. Him and Tex Western, also of Acme Packing Company, had the best idea that I thought. And it seems a little pipe dreamy, but I think it would be the best case scenario for the Packers. In exchange for Aaron Rodgers, they swap...
Ones.
They swap ones. So now the Packers would be at 13 and the Jets would be at 15 and the Packers get the 2 seconds.
No, that'll never happen.
Seems greedy.
Never happen.
Seems greedy.
They would swap ones and give them a second round pick. They're not giving them both. No. Am I right? They're not doing that.
Unless they get desperate. And that's what it seems like to me. I would love for that to happen. It's my favorite idea as a Packers fan, but it seems unlikely. 800-990-3776. We go out to Rick in Waukesha. Rick, you're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Got a couple of things for you guys. Tell me what you think. Now, everybody's talking about the Jets want to keep that number one pick so they can get a left tackle in the draft to protect Aaron Rodgers' blind side. Mm-hmm. Now, what would happen if the Packers would say, I'll tell you what we'll do, because you guys are all saying that they're in a rebuilding mode, they're only going to win 5 or 6 games. Why don't the Packers say, hey, if that's what you want, why don't we talk? I have David Bakhtiari, who's Aaron Rodgers' really good friend, included in the trade, and then get a package of draft choices and help your rebuild that you guys all insist on.
So that makes a ton of sense. Had the Packers not just redone David Bakhtiari's contract, if the Packers trade away David Bakhtiari, they would have to come up with $23 million more in cap space, because right now Bakhtiari is $13 million against the cap, and his dead cap hit is $36 million.
That's why we're so upset. Why did you do this restructure with Bakhtiari when you could have dangled him like a carrot in front of the Jets? Now I think Ken Ingles, the cap guy, says you can't do it anymore.
Excuse me, I misspoke. I looked at the wrong numbers, but it's still a lot of money. So Bakhtiari's cap hit is $21 million this year. They would have to come up with 17 extra million. It's 38 million dead cap this year if they were to trade him. Where the cap hit then is next year is 40 million. They're clearly going to move on from him next year. It's basically a 1 year deal for David Bakhtiari right now. 1 year deal. Which I don't know why they decided to do it that way. It doesn't make sense. And it would have made sense if they would have stood pat and figured out a different way to open up salary cap space for themselves. They could have maybe traded David Bakhtiari as a part of that deal, but with what they did, it doesn't seem very likely
possible. Is there anyone out there they can restructure that would even come close to covering that number? I don't think there is.
No, I don't think so.
That's the problem.
Because then you would, and if that were to happen, you would be spending $78 million in dead cap space for Aaron Rodgers and David Bakhtiari.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Rodgers is around 40 and Bach is 38.
That's why we scratched our head at the whole thing.
So, tremendous idea by Rick. And I would have been on board for it, but the Packers redid the contract for David Bakhtiari. He is sticking around in 2023 based on his current salary number. We'll see what we put on the polls on today's show. I think we had some good ones. Always fun to always recap the show, see what we talked about. That's coming up next. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it, he said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
I want to give a shout out to JR in West Bend. Average bottle of wine weighs 2.65 pounds. Since nobody wanted to do the work to solve the debates, I did. So shout out to JR in West
Thank
Bend.
Thank you, JR.
I win. Figured out
rounding
how
up
much.
3 pounds.
No, I win.
Rounding
you
up.
You said
1 pound.
Pounds.
I said less than 3 pounds. Whatever. I win.
You're an idiot.
Thanks, JR. I win.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
What do you mean you win? I had a hand just like that.
What do you mean you win? I had a hand just like that before. I didn't win.
Because I win.
What do we put on the polls today, Ashy?
Oh, we put so many things on the poll. And it started within the first 3 minutes of the show, Chewy saying, he said, quote, I should be in the nickname Hall of Fame. So we put that on the poll. Should Chewy be in the nickname Hall of Fame? 61% of people. Chewy said, no. You shouldn't. Sorry.
Oh, man. I was really hoping that you get inducted, but apparently not. 61% of people don't like it.
Baseball Hall of Fame?
I was going to give you 60%. If 60% said yes, I'd put you in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Well, we only got 40%.
Yeah, not great. So next poll, do the Packers have a better chance at winning 8 games this season or winning 3 games? 409 votes already in less than an hour and a half. 72% of people saying, Gabe?
8 games.
8 games Ready. American in this economy. 8 games.
I love the optimism.
Hey, got to feel good.
It's better than the 81%, I guess. We retweeted a video of Ben trying to change a tire, and he failed, but David Dillinger, our jack of all trades, did not. Should Ben Bust be embarrassed for needing help changing a tire? 54% of people said yes, he should be embarrassed.
He should get dumped, too.
Oh, I mean, he got. I will give him credit for this one thing and this one thing only. He tried. He didn't call for help, minus an actual other person. Right. He didn't call insurance or AAA. He tried.
I guess that's the thing, right? Like, so many people have AAA, or me having with the package I have through my Jeep lease, I can, like, it basically has AAA. Like, it's included. Like, I can get a tow to wherever. So when I got the two flat tires in this parking garage and I had to call a tow truck, the tow truck came and picked me up, and that was at no cost to me.
So, yeah, a lot of cars have that.
Yeah, I'm saying. A lot of cars have that. So I guess if I was to defend him in any way, and it's what Jason said when he joined the show earlier, that he's got AAA, they're professionals at it, they can get it done. But if AAA is going to take an hour and a half to get to you, maybe you should be able to do it on your own.
I agree.
Is that's all we have in the polls today?
That's it. Yeah, that's all we got.
All right.
Do you know how to jump a car?
Oh, yeah.
Do most people know how to jump a car?
I don't think so. But that's an easy YouTube or Google search for most people. I had to help one of my neighbors jump a car once.
Homer and I, it was Wisconsin was playing Ohio State. And this was probably it was football, and it was a night game at Camp Randall. And Homer and I came in to do the postgame show, the Wisconsin College Game Day postgame show. So we came in and did the postgame show, and whoever the marketing person for ESPN Madison had left their lights on. It was a night game, it was raining, and they left their lights on, parked out in front of the bar where we did the postgame show. So the battery was dead. Battery was dead at the end of the night. But I was driving a station vehicle here from Milwaukee that had jumper cables. It was an old HHR. But the HHR battery was super weird, and it didn't have, like, the normal ports that you had, you know, the positive and negative ports. So Homer, at 1:30 in the morning in the pouring rain, is standing out on University Avenue in Madison, shaking jumper cables, trying to get a car to stop so we can jump the ESPN Madison vehicle because somebody left the lights on and killed the battery.
Anybody stop?
Yeah, we did eventually get someone to stop. But I will never, it is a vision of Homer I will never forget. Just in the pouring rain, this old man, like, shaking jumper cables trying to chase cars down on one of the busiest streets after a Badger football game in Madison. And it ended up working.
Shout out to Homer.
Ended up working because, again, it was a very strange battery.
Okay, here's the follow-up question. Would either of you have stopped?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you saw Homer specifically.
If I saw Homer specifically, I'm 100% stopping.
But imagine the scenario, you don't know Homer. Right.
What are you saying?
I'm saying if a strange older man that looks like Homer, respect,
from Homer to Homer.
From Homer to Homer, I'm just asking the question, would you stop or would you be like, I don't know about this guy?
So
I'm just curious.
Are you saying that your first initial reaction would be that Homer escaped from some kind of asylum?
I'm not saying that. I'm just not disagreeing.
I'm pretty
with
sure he was insinuating.
I'm not disagreeing.
That's what he was insinuating.
I'm just not disagreeing.
He attacked Homer for no reason.
I'm not attacking Homer.
I want the record to reflect. That's Homer on Homer crime.
I'm not. That's funny, but I am not attacking Homer. I'm saying, if you didn't know it, this stranger, older gentleman standing with cables, would you stop? That's all I'm asking. I think it's a fair question, and I know your answers. I know both of your answers.
Well, the problem for Chewy is he knows how to jump a car, but he didn't have a car in which he could, jump. He had to have both cars provided. He had the jumper cables as a kid.
Yeah, you wouldn't stop.
That's
a good point. Very good point. I think I still have those.
Neither of you would stop.
No, I would have stopped.
You wouldn't stop.
Get out of here.
You wouldn't have.
Old man in rain, I'd have taken pity on him. And luckily, somebody in a white Cadillac did. White Cadillac SUV pulled
nice.
Over. Wildy and Tausch, special guest Brad Nortman, filling in as the Cousins Sub of the Day. That's next.